I'm Lord Digby Jones. I'm former Director General of the CBI and Minister of State for Trade and Investment. And it's a privilege to be here in St Ives today to launch Unlocking Potential. You see, we live in a globalised economy. There's no such thing as a free ride anymore. This is Asia's century. And this nation and this county will survive, indeed, will create a better future for our children, if we move to the value-added, innovative, quality, branded end of the provision of goods and services, and if we provide public services with less taxpayers' money and actually do it to a higher quality. Now, all of that is achievable if, one, we have more and better skilled people, and that means let's make Cornwall the first place in Britain that eradicates people leaving school, medical condition absent, who cannot read, write and count. At the moment, half the people who take a GCSE do not get grade C or above in English and maths. And that's after 11 years of full-time, free, compulsory education. Secondly, we do have to get an understanding in our society how important business is, especially small business. And Cornwall is stuffed full of good entrepreneurship. And we do have to get people making rules, people using tax as a way of incentivising, not penalising, and a public sector that works with the grain. And Cornwall is well equipped, actually, with a county council and indeed with local authorities who actually do understand the importance of business. And with their investment in roads, the dualling of the A30, in ports, the improvements and refurbishment of Falmouth Harbour, and with the programme for schools and making sure that people actually can get a university education with help from the council taxpayers, they do understand how important it is to a local authority to create an environment in which business can succeed. And then thirdly, we need leadership. And leadership isn't just about leaders of councils and prime ministers and peers of the realm. Leadership is about everybody in our society. If you're in a position where you can influence, good or bad, somebody else's day, you can be a leader. And that means train your people better, have an eye to the environment, and then help those who can't to a place where they can. If people won't, then we do need, I'm afraid, to really get tough. But for those who can't, business should be there to give them a leg up, to help them, so that we are socially inclusive in the way we go about our wealth creation. And at the same time, we have an awareness in society that the world has changed forever. So, for instance, don't penalise employers who take on one more person. Don't make them pay national insurance contributions for employers. Don't penalise a young person who puts up with the teasing down the pub and actually goes into work for the national minimum wage rather than stays at home on the dole. Let them earn that money without paying tax. And by the way, they would then spend that in our society and create another job. And at the same time, let us celebrate success and not be frightened of it.
What would you say Cornwall's strengths are that it can take forward to the future?
I think Cornwall's in the right place to develop sustainable energy. It's windy, it's got high tides, and that means that it's in absolutely pole position for the development of independent energy sources and sustainable energy sources. That's hugely important in the 21st century. It actually has politicians, local politicians, who get it. They do understand the world's change and they understand how important business is. That is really a really good asset. And in the development of creative industries and in the development of high-value tourism and all that means, then you do have entry-level sectors where you excel that younger people can find work. Now, that is a very important thing as well. And I think you're the one place where a local enterprise partnership, LEP, actually will work. Because to have an... I was in favour of RDAs, regional development agencies, north of Bristol. I think that their abolition has actually been a bad thing. But the RDA for the South West that put Penzance and Swindon in the same organisation was just mad. And so to have an LEP for Cornwall, I think, is an excellent idea.
And I suppose with the latest news about job creation, and that's really relevant to what you're saying now, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly so. The latest statistics are marvellous. I mean, you know, to see that the growth in the community in Cornwall is second only to the southeast in the whole country. I mean, it's fabulous. And employment the same way. It's going in the right direction. But I think that's because you're putting education at the top of the agenda. And, of course, that means that people coming into the world of work are better skilled. Oh, what a surprise. They stand a more chance of getting a job.